Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Republican congressional leaders are plotting a strategy to repeal President Barack Obama's signature health care law. The move could leave tens of millions of Americans without medical insurance. On Wednesday, Mr. Obama met with Democratic lawmakers to discuss how they can protect the 2010 Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. Republican U.S. President-elect Donald Trump and his party's congressional leaders have made repealing and replacing the law among their top priorities. But doing so risks causing chaos in the health insurance market and political backlash against Republicans. In a series of posts on Twitter, Mr. Trump urged fellow Republicans to assign blame on the Democrats. The law has enabled more than 20 million Americans who previously had no medical insurance to get coverage. It is regarded as Mr. Obama's top legislative achievement. For more, let's speak with Simon Marks in Washington, D.C. Simon, how likely is President Barack Obama's health care law to be repealed?
Well, look, it's certainly going to be reformed. At least that's what senior Republicans from Donald Trump all the way on down are suggesting here, that it is an article of faith for Donald Trump that as soon as he becomes president of the United States, he's going to issue a series of executive orders to reform Obamacare. Full-scale repeal is a much tougher thing for him to bring off. And it's apparent that if it's an article of faith for Republicans that they do indeed need to go about the process of changing Obamacare, it's an article of faith for Democrats that they plan to man the barricades to defend it. They say, look, the Republicans have got absolutely no plan here. They don't know what they're going to do. Certainly, the Republicans have released no details of any executive orders that Donald Trump may sign hours after he comes into office following his inauguration here at noon on January the 20th here on the East Coast of the United States. And they also say that it's absolutely essential that those 20 million Americans who have started to enjoy some degree of health insurance cover as a result of the Affordable Care Act continue to enjoy that cover. Republican leaders up on Capitol Hill say this is not about taking health insurance cover away from anyone, although how they plan to bring about the reform of Obamacare without doing that, that we simply don't know at this point.
Simon, it's interesting, isn't it? Republicans have not even agreed on a replacement healthcare program yet. So why are they taking such a bold action even before Mr. Trump takes office?
Well, I think really, Gus, because politically they've got to. I mean, this was such a central thrust of Donald Trump's election campaign pledges in last year's presidential election. And also it is a central plank of Barack Obama's legislative legacy. Barack Obama views the passage and the implementation of the Affordable Care Act, known by its detractors as Obamacare, as one of his signature domestic achievements here. And in a political record that some argue is relatively thin when you look at the 8 years that President Obama has spent in power, he is very anxious to try and persuade Democrats, and he's been up on Capitol Hill urging them to do whatever they can to try and defend Obamacare. The difficulty that Democrats face is that the Republicans now control both houses of Congress, and after January the 20th, they will control the White House as well. They are in a position to demolish Barack Obama's legacy. Donald Trump, though, on this issue of Obamacare, is warning them to be careful. He says they must continue making sure that the Democrats own the entire issue of Obamacare. It will, he predicts, collapse under its own weight, but he's certainly more than willing to give it a bit of a push.
Thanks, Simon. Simon Marks there with an update on the debate on Obama's healthcare law.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.